Now, more than 100 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed this week in meat plants in counties Wexford and Cork. The Slaney Foods plant at Bunclody and the ABP plant in Bandon are now operating at reduced capacity, with all positive cases and their close contacts self-isolating. SIPTU has said the government badly needs, though, to address such outbreaks and is calling for mandatory quarantine and sick pay to be implemented. Greg Ennis of SIPTU joins us on the line now. Greg Ennis, I suppose with the level of infection in the community in really most parts of the country, but it should be said that Cork and Wexford have relatively high rates of infection, it's inevitable that the virus is going to find its way into meat plants and other places where people are still working.
Well, that may be so, Brian, but if you go back to the, the start of this pandemic, and in, from March up to April and May, we've seen the meat industry, unfortunately, has been a front runner for COVID transmission, and we had 1,200 cases in July, we had 1,900 cases in October, we had 2,100 cases in December, and that's out of a workforce of 15,000. So look, it beholds the government to act on this. I and others addressed the Oireachtas Committee in August and September of last year, and the Oireachtas issued its recommendations, six key recommendations, and the government have failed to act on those recommendations. One of those key recommendations was sick pay provision for meat plant workers and indeed other low pay workers in the food industry. Today, we have nothing on that. The government have just forgotten about these recommendations. They've been largely made redundant, and that's not acceptable. We do not want to see, you know, important institutions of the state being castigated by people as just talking shops, because they need to act on these recommendations.
Is it not the case that since March of last year, anyone who's certified by a doctor, diagnosed or suspected of having COVID, awaiting a test result, isolating, that they qualify for enhanced illness benefit? That's at a rate of, what, €350 per week?
That is the case, but unfortunately, Brian, most workers in the meat industry earn just above the minimum wage, which today, as you know, is €10.20. So if you're earning, you know, 450 to 500, including bonus payments, etc., and you're back down to 350 a week, that 150 a week is the difference between, in some cases, putting food on the table for those workers' families. So it's absolutely imperative. When it came to FEMPI, when it came to cutting the minimum wage, the government could act very, very quickly and decisively to bring in legislation to make that happen. Why can't it bring in legislation to provide sick pay?
Well,
Leo Varadkar is on record of committing sick pay at the end of 2021. That's too little too late. There's five things we need. We need quarantine on the island of Ireland. That's the first thing we need, because 70% of workers in the meat industry, for example, are migrant workers. We need to bring in the emergency measures on sick pay provision. We need to move these essential workers from Group 10 under the current vaccination programme to group 6, and we need to speed up those vaccinations. We need to implement the Oireachtas recommendations. And finally, Brian, where there are large outbreaks, such as the two you've mentioned over the last couple of days in Wexford and Cork, these plants should be shut down without loss of earnings to the workers. They should be deep cleaned, they should be sanitised, all should be PCR tested. Not antigen testing,
but I mean,
all PCR testing.
You'd accept, I presume, that food production is an essential service. It's important that these plants keep operating to keep food on the table for families up and down the country.
Absolutely, okay. But not at any cost, because, you know, there's been government and many employer groups trumpeting the essentiality of these workers for the last 10 months. But that essentiality is not recognised in decent pay, terms and conditions such as sick pay. So, you know, it's all right to say they're essential, and they are essential, and we do need to put food on the table. But we have a situation
and
now
in relation
where almost 20% of workers have contracted COVID in the meat industry. We need to act on this now, not at the end
and
of
just
the year.
In relation to moving them up the priority list for vaccination, who would move down as a result of that?
Well, I don't believe anyone would be displaced, because if you look at the sixth grouping of the vaccination allocation groups, key workers are identified, and they're providing
but
services.
But
there's lots of
different groups, teachers and all kinds of people who regard themselves as essential workers who are, they believe, too far down the list. If you move somebody up, somebody has to go down, don't they?
Yes, but so Brian, the reality is this: the meat industry has proven beyond doubt to have the greatest number of vectors for the transmission of COVID. And as we move into this more aggressive strains, we have the UK strain here, the English strain as it's known, we possibly have the Brazilian and South African strains here. So we already know that the meat industry is proven vectors for transmission. That's why these workers need to be prioritised, and that's why these workers need to be moved up to level 6 for the vaccination programme.
Greg Ennis of SIPTU, thank you very much indeed for that. Well, now